Ioana Galou performing Beethoven's Spring Sonata on her own instrument, accompanied by Susan Keith Gray. Galou picked up the Cerruti violin for this next piece, Kreisler's Melody transcribed from Orfeo e Euridice by C.W. Gluck. Kreisler's Melody, transcribed from Orfeo e Euridice by C.W. Gluck, performed with the Cerruti violin by Ioana Galou. The first female composer to come to fame in the United States was Amy Beach, born in 1867. Her parents didn't support her desire to be a touring pianist. The Academy felt women were much too emotional to be serious students of music, and composers such as Antonin Dvorak agreed. In spite of that, Beach composed what many consider to be the first truly American symphony, the Gaelic Symphony. This is Amy Beach's Romance for Violin and Piano, Opus 23.
Thank you.
Amy Beach's Romance for Violin and Piano, Opus 23. Again, Galou picked up the cerruti for the next work, Astor Piazzolla's Tante Anni Prima. We've been listening to Astor Piazzolla's Tante Anni Prima, performed live at the National Music Museum by Ioana Galou and Susan Keith Gray. For that piece, Galou used the museum's early 19th century cerruti violin. You can compare its sound to Galou's own beloved instrument, which she uses in this performance now, of Paganini's Cantabile in D major, opus 17. The final piece of the evening, Elgar's Salute d'Amour. In this, the audience had their final experience hearing the Cerruti violin.
Thank you.
Edward Elgar's Salut de Mort, closing the October evening recital at the National Music Museum on the campus of the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Joanna Galou was the featured violinist. She was accompanied by Susan Keith Gray. The performance was recorded as part of Siouxland Arts Live, a program supported by the M.A. Martin Everest Foundation. Hear this and all of our past editions of Opus at kwit.org. I'm Gretchen Gondek, hoping your days are filled with the joy of music. See you next week on Opus.